coming up on Weekend America.
I'm John Moe. Also this hour, another war zone, Gaza. We look at it by way of the San Francisco Bay Area. That's where Israelis and Palestinians gather in living rooms to talk. We find out what those conversations have been like in recent days. Fighting continues in Gaza as both sides ignore a UN resolution calling for a ceasefire. But the UN isn't the only group trying to broker peace in Gaza. A grassroots effort called Living Room Dialogue is engaging regular Jews and Palestinians living in the U.S. in conversations. Len Traubman started the dialogue group 16 years ago in San Mateo, California, where he lives. Traubman is Jewish. One of the people he eventually invited to attend was Melek Nasser Toda. She's a Palestinian-American whose father fled Palestine in 1948. Nasser Toda has been involved for 10 years, and for 5 years she has helped run a peacemaker camp to bring Jews and Palestinians together. Len Traubman and Melek Nasser Toda, welcome to Weekend America.
Thank you.
Thanks for the invitation.
When violence flares, like it has this week in Gaza, what happens in the dialogue group?
Well, in our dialogue group, we have, you know, a lot of heated dialogue, and we, you know, are very in tune with what's happening. It's very important to all of us, but at the same time, we listen to each other, and we really respect each other's opinions.
Len?
Well, this is a 16-year-old Jewish-Palestinian living room dialogue preparing for its 201st meeting in a really tough time with our brothers and sisters and parents and cousins and dear friends, both in Gaza and in Israel. So it's emotional and it's personal. And at the same time, we are not those and have defined ourselves as those who do not go up and down with the headlines. We hold to the vision and to the function of really listening to one another.
But does the tension ratchet up? I mean, it, presumably there is disagreement, even though you're trying to come together. Does that get more intense in times like these?
You bet it does. And, you know, there's anxiety coming into a meeting like this. But on the other hand, we're decided. And it, like violence itself, you have to pre-decide, because in the moment, it's too much for a human being to decide not to use violence. So we pre-decide. We're about not using violence and about engaging and staying in the room with each other and really learning from each other as opposed to objecting or denying what the other person is feeling or how they see life.
Does it make any difference to the situation thousands of miles away that you're in some living rooms in the Bay Area talking about this? Does it really matter?
They tell us it does. We've inspired people through the camps that Melek is, and we have helped plan and direct that bring Palestinian and Jewish women and men and youth together. And then they go home and they bring people across borders and help youth bridge and listen to one another. The quality of listening is terrible, you know, all over the Middle East and all over the planet. We're not listening to Earth and we're not listening to one another. And it is the people who come into the dialogue who see that an enemy is one whose story we haven't heard. These are the people who go home and help people sit down and listen to one another, one of the great acts of healing.
Well, and Melek, it seems like it's a great exercise in listening, but have you seen concrete examples of this making any difference in what is a long-standing, kind of intractable situation?
I mean, we've had people in our camps that, you know, were very adamantly against the camps. And when I say the camps, I'm talking about the peacemakers' camps between Jews and Palestinians. We've invited people who were adamantly against speaking to the other until they came to the camp. And then I think, you know, it was an amazing transformation. Some of these people were people in the West Bank who were in Israeli prisons for years and years and were just, you know, so sort of traumatized by the situation. And then they came and they found people that would listen to them and hear them. And, you know, it just was an amazing transformation.
The situation for people, you know, in America watching it seems so hopeless so often. Where do the two of you find hope in this situation?
One thing I'm very excited about is Obama coming in office. I mean, I'm reading his book now, Audacity of Hope, and he talks about how situations are not simple. They're very complex and that we need to bring people together. So that's one thing that's very exciting for me.
Len?
Well, I think in Obama's campaign, he defined it clearly, and that is change does not come from Washington. Change comes to Washington, and the power is with the citizen. and that the we can no longer be spectators to government, that this is the citizen century, and that politics is about relationships. We can't want peace and not want relationships. And the dialogue is modeling those new kinds of relationships, even among enemies.
Len Trautman and Melek Nasser-Toda, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You can find out more about these Living Room Dialogues at weekendamerica.com.